Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. ECI issues advisory on publication of political party or candidate-related advertisements in print media on restricted days. Filing of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. An External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Ranthir Jaiswal, says first batch of people under the G20 agreement have gone to Israel. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed country. Addressing a rally in Jammu in Bihar, Modi said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. He said India has also become the fifth largest economy in the world. He said India also gives befitting reply to those who support and indulge in terror activities. Modi said those people can never do any good to the youth of Bihar who ask youth to register their land for recruitment in railways. The BJP senior leader said during previous alliance governments, only dilapidated trains used to run. But now, like the whole country, people of Bihar also travel in Vande Bharat train. The Election Commission of India has directed print media houses, political parties, candidates or any other organization not to publish any advertisements related to political party or candidate on poll day and one day prior to poll day unless pre-certified by MCMC committee at a state or district level. The ECI said that instances of offending and misleading nature published in print media have been brought to the notice of the Commission in the past. In this regard, the restricted days for the state of Nagaland to go on the first phase poll on 19th April are 18th and 19th April. The ECI also informed applicants to apply to MCMC not later than 2 days prior to the proposed date of publication of advertisement. The Commission further directed that in order to facilitate process of pre-certification of newspaper advertisements, MCMC at state or district level are to be immediately activated in order to examine and pre-certify all such advertisements received from political parties and candidates and others. It said that the decision by MCMC are made expeditiously. The filing of nominations for the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections ended today. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny will be held on the 6th of April. The External Affairs Ministry today said that a first batch of people under the G20 agreement have gone to Israel. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal stressed that India is conscious of their safety and has urged the Israeli authorities to ensure their safety and well-being. The workers have gone to Israel as part of a mobility agreement that India signed with Israel. The agreement predates the ongoing conflict in the region. Replying to a question on China claiming Arunachal Pradesh, the spokesperson said that Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India and will remain so. On India-Bangladesh ties, Jaiswal said bilateral relations are very strong. He said both nations have a very comprehensive partnership that spans across sectors. On the two Indians who were reported missing after the Taiwan earthquake, Jaiswal said they are now safe and contact has been established with them. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Health and Family Welfare Department has informed that following the launch of Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, from 1st November 2022, fresh approval for medical reimbursement, MR scheme, has been discontinued. to address initial issues faced during the implementation of the CMHIS and ensure that CMHIS beneficiaries are not deprived of the benefits, the Health Department has informed that regardless of whether treatment is received at a hospital empaneled under CMHIS or under old MR scheme, if the treatment cost is deducted from the beneficiary's medical allowance, reimbursement for the cost of treatment will be covered under CMHIS. For government employees, if the treatment was undertaken before the deduction of medical allowance, reimbursement for the cost of treatment will fall under old MR scheme, regardless of whether treatment was received at a hospital empaneled under CMHIS or old MR scheme. Further, the department said that cost of treatment will be considered for reimbursement according to approved CMHIS health benefit package rate or as recommended by the state medical board constituted under the Nagaland Health Protection Society. The department said reimbursement will only be permissible for treatments undergone between 1st November 2022 and 31st December 2023, and applicants seeking reimbursement have to submit their application along with all supporting documents as prescribed by NHPS. The notification also clarified that treatment in non-empaneled hospitals will only be allowed in cases of emergencies or when a specific procedure is not available at any of the empaneled hospitals with prior approval from State Medical Board. A Cyber Safe East India workshop on cyber security for MSMEs and women entrepreneurs, Phase 3, was held in Kohima today. Deputy Director of American Center and Assistant Public Affairs Officer, U.S. Consulate General, Kolkata, Juan Clark said cyber security is one of the top challenges that countries, companies and individuals face in the 21st century. Clark said that U.S. and India have become closer strategic partners in many areas and cyber security is one of them. He said it is very important that entrepreneurs of all backgrounds know how to identify and mitigate cyber security risk. Additional Director, Software Technology Park of India, Abhishek Mishra, said cyber security is the lowest priority for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME, and are vulnerable against cyber threats. He said STPI is working to build MSME networks across the country and provide opportunities to promote them globally. The technical sessions were conducted by resource persons from Center for Development of Advanced Computing, India. The Subdivisional Agriculture Office, Denning, conducted a two-day training on organic farming practices for sustainable agriculture, disease and insect pest management of King Chile and use of organic spray under MOVCDNER Phase 4 at Unsong and Denning villages recently. SDAO Samsung Hele Nchang said health, ecology, fairness and sustainability are four main principles of organic farming. Agriculture Officer Neva Hung Singh spoke on organic farming practices such as intercrop cropping, crop rotation, double cropping, mixed cropping, vermicomposting, integrated farming system and their advantages. She asked farmers to adopt these practices to ensure continuous productivity and maintain sustainability and balance of the ecosystem. Zunaputa District and Bugopudo Subdivision held a medical board for exemptions for polling personnel and other personnel enlisted for election duty. In Zunaputa, after medical examination and scrutiny, 15 female and 29 male polling personnel were exempted from election duty. In Bugopudo, 18 female applicants and 9 male applicants have been exempted from duty. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. ECI issues advisory on publication of political party or candidate-related advertisements in print media on restricted days. Filing of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha election ends. An External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Rantir Jaiswal, says first batch of people under the G20 agreement have gone to Israel. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.